Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Margaret from the What Fresh Hell podcast, solving today's question of the week so you don't have to. Today we have a question from Angela from Lancaster who asks, how do you handle a runner? She says, my 2.5-year-old will take off without turning back and he doesn't listen when we tell him to stop. It makes it very difficult to go anywhere alone with him and my 2-month-old because I fear he will run away. I loved your advice to find parks that are fenced, but there are none in my area. He doesn't sit still, so it's hard to contain him in a stroller. I seriously see why people put their kids on leashes, laughing emoji. Any advice would be appreciated, exclamation point. Also, does this eventually stop? Prayer hand emoji. At what age? Okay, Angela, I'm a little upset that you've robbed me of my superpower in this by saying there are no fenced playgrounds, because that was my go-to. I basically just only went to fenced areas when I had my runner, and then I had 2 little kids. So I have a 10, 9, and 7-year-old, and when my 10-year-old was 3, and I had a 2-year-old and a baby, it was just such a huge problem. Like, I would just look up from pushing the baby in a swing and I would see him like in a field, like a football field away from where we were. He was just a runner. Go to the playground with friends so that you have somebody there with you when your runner takes off. That's a great way to handle this. You get a little group of 3 moms together. Don't choose, try to find a mom who only has 1 kid, but whoever it is, then when your runner takes off, you can kind of, it takes a village, you know, you can triangulate and like everybody can kind of half watch the kids. And then if your runner goes, you can chase them and you know there's someone there with you. Very helpful. You do mention the leash. And I want to say, I feel there is no shame in the leash game. Like, I get that people like to goof on people who put their kids on leashes, but I'm not that interested in that. If it's a safety issue. So you can't keep your kid on a leash at the playground. Like, you can't like actually like tie them to a piece of playground equipment with a leash. But if you need to use a leash because you have a very energetic and runner offery 3-year-old and a baby, don't let anyone look at you sideways for that. Tell them I said, that's not going to fly. The other thing you can try, and as you said, does this last forever? And it really doesn't. I wish I could tell you exactly when it stops. I feel like it was around 5, but I would say you should try, especially as your kid gets a little bit older and a little bit more able to have any common sense. I would say to my older kid who wanted to be at the playground, if you leave this area of the playground, we are going to leave. We are going home. It stinks because then guess what? They do leave the playground and you actually have to go home, which stinks because like you've done all the work and packed the diaper bag and you've gotten there. But a couple of times of that really nipped it in the bud. I will say my guy who was a runner is still a bit of a wanderer. Like, we lost him at the beach a couple of years ago and had to call the police. So it gets better, but it doesn't get perfect. Prioritize safety. Find a friend. Try to go out in groups. That'll help a lot. Keep looking for those fenced playgrounds. I mean, put on your mom's board, your local mom's board, like, is there any fenced space around here? Because there's some other moms that have this problem who are going to help you find it. And did I already say don't be afraid of the leash? Don't be afraid of the leash. No judgments. I mean, people will definitely judge you, but who cares? Not their problem. And yeah, hold on. My guy is 10 now and he hasn't wandered off in I don't know, good couple of years. So this definitely gets better. And Angela, I hope that helped. Guys, if you have a question for myself or Amy, please send them to questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Or you can always just come to our Facebook group and ask a question there. And maybe you will hear your question answered on an upcoming episode.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter-Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.
Margaret, it's an exciting news day.
An exciting news day indeed, Amy.
A few years ago, we launched our first spinoff podcast, Toddler Purgatory, hosted by the hilarious Blair Brooks and Molly Lloyd.
And guess what? Now Blair and Molly are back with their all-new podcast, Unsticking It.
You know Blair and Molly as two busy moms and actors. And somewhere between potty training and the pandemic, they both felt like they lost their creative kaboom.
In their new podcast, Unsticking It, they are going to talk about how all of us can get back to what lights us up after motherhood. Amy, I need this.
Me too. And Blair and Molly will be talking to fellow imaginative minds. We're talking actors, artists, and creators of all kinds about how we can all unstick ourselves from whatever muck we're stuck in.
Follow, subscribe, and listen to Unsticking It wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.